Hello everyone, Jay Jacobs here with Winning Edge Sports Network. This week we are honored to have the head coach of the Pendleton Bulldogs, Coach Grayson Howell. How are you doing, Coach?
Hi, man. I'm doing great. Thank you.
Coach, first off, it was a great seeing how last week's game started, honoring Kira Johnson, the Palmetto freshman that passed away. Much respect to you and your team and fan base. Who decided to do this? Just tell us what went into making everything happen for this particular honor.
Right. Well, we got word, I guess, toward the middle of the week that they had had some tragedy over there with the loss of Kiera, and we just started trying to figure out, you know, in what way could we do something, and just kind of, as we began thinking, just kind of one thing led to another, to another, to another. So I talked to Coach Shaw. I guess it was Thursday. Just kind of gave him a heads up. We didn't want to catch him off guard or unaware of what was going on, some of the things that we were planning. So I knew it was going to be emotional for them already. And so I didn't want him to walk into some more stuff, right?
Yeah.
And try to create, you know, stuff for them emotionally that they weren't prepared for. So we talked for an hour or so on Thursday and just let him know and just kind of kept in contact Thursday and Friday. And I really wanted to do some stuff that I think they would have done if it was a home game.
Yeah.
You know, since it was right after, and so we were able to put some things together pretty quickly. And really proud of the people over here and just the way they responded to just the tough situation that they were walking through over at Palmetto.
And Coach, after that, of course, Palmetto came right out the gates, scored in a hurry, then got an interception and scored again and got up 14-0. At that point, what do you do to get your team calmed down and understanding that it needs to get right back into the game?
Right. Well, fortunately, we had I had already talked to them about that at practice on Thursday and then again in pregame on Friday. I told them we were probably going to have to weather a little bit of a storm. Figured that the guys from Palmetto would come out just probably really focused and really emotional based on what they had been through,
yeah.
You know. And so I told them there was probably a chance we were going to have to weather a little bit of a storm. And it's exactly what happened. You know, it makes me look a little smarter in the eyes of my players, which
yeah.
Is good. We just kind of, we settled in. We got a big play with the pop pass to Abijah for about 75 yards, I think. And that just kind of got us going, you know, a little bit. So when he made that play, some good downfield blocking. And then we were able to score right before the half to make it 14-13, which was really, really big because we knew we were going to get the ball coming out in the second half. We didn't really do anything with it. You know, we just found a way. You know, we've been practicing pretty tough the last couple of weeks, especially. And we had talked to our guys all week and said the difference in the games that I have been a part of with us in Palmetto has been that they've been the more physical team. I felt like in the second half we matched their physicality finally.
Yeah, your team battled back in the game and sent it to overtime. Then you get a big interception to help, and then Luke Gray walks in to get the touchdown for the win, the first win over Palmetto since 2011. How did it feel for you and your team after you was able to do that?
Well, it's, you know, given the circumstances, it was a little bit different, you know?
Yeah.
Because you know, your mind turns toward their guys. Their players, their staff, their community, and so it tempers that a little bit just because of the circumstances surrounding the game.
Yeah,
just how hard both of our teams played. You know, it was a well played game for the most part, except for you know a couple of turnovers on both sides of the ball. But you know, it's hard to celebrate. The way you normally would, just because you've been given a little bit more perspective based on passing of Kiera.
Yeah, that's true. Well, Coach, now you're in a region play versus West Oak. What do you do to get your guys coming off such a big win to get ready for the first regional game?
Right. For us, we just, and this has really been our deal for the last couple of weeks, is we continue to just work on us. You know, we're still young as a football team. We only have 7 seniors on our roster. And only 4 of those guys out of the senior class are really, really contributing a ton. So we're playing a bunch of juniors and sophomores. And so we're continuing to just really turn our focus on ourselves, how hard we practice, how accountable can we be, you know, just and learning how to win. That's, you know, that's one of the hardest things, especially if you come off a year where it's 1-9. I mean, it can quickly creep back in, the demons of a year ago. And we haven't mentioned it in a while. We're not going to bring it back up, but it's a part of what we're having to go through, you know, that process of learning how to win. So we continue to work on ourselves. We want to be physical. We want to learn how to practice hard. I talk to them every week about you have to earn the right to win on Friday, and that happens every Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And so we're still learning how to do that.
Well, Coach, I know all your guys are very important on your team, like all teams. But who do you feel really needs to step up in this game to help you get that win?
Right. Every game comes down to lines of scrimmage, you know. And so offensively, we've got to continue to progress. We're still without one of our starters. We would normally start 3 juniors and 2 seniors the last couple of weeks. It's been 3 juniors and 2 seniors, but we've mixed in a sophomore guard here and there. But that group has to continue to develop. You know, anytime you're changing lineups up front, especially on the offensive line, just that chemistry is a big deal for them. And so we have to continue to get better there. And then defensively, we have to continue to progress up front. And so if we can control the box, you know, we're glad to get a chance to win most Fridays.
Okay. And, Coach, I appreciate you doing this interview with me, wishing you the best of luck the rest of the year. You run a first-class program. I just want to let you know that. I want to ask you one final question. Coach, what is your aspirations for the future? Or is college coaching a possibility, or is Pendleton probably the final spot for you?
Right. Well, first of all, I appreciate it. You know, we always want to do things in a first-class manner, and have from the way we treat our kids, to the way we respect our opponents and the way we go about our business. And then for me, you know, I'm completely happy and satisfied with where I'm at. I love this place. Been here, this is my 5th year. And I love it. You know, I love the community atmosphere and spirit here. It's been a place for a long time that from afar I always thought would be a really neat place to coach and teach. And it's turned out to be exactly that. And so I tell people all the time, there's not one day in the 5 years I've been here that I've dreaded coming to work. I just love this community and love this place.
Well, Coach, I want to thank you for your time. I know you got a short week with all the weather that's coming in. A lot of schools are changing their schedules and everything for their games. We're praying safety over you and your team this week during this crazy time. And it's been an honor talking to you, and we hope to talk to you real soon.
Thanks, man. Appreciate your time, and appreciate what y'all do for high school athletics.
All right. Thank you, Coach.
Yep.